Let's see what Mr. Radioland's got.
Are you all ready?
Oh, God, no. Something else. Come on, what you got? What you got? What? No. Something else. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, jeez, not this song again. Come on. Something. Come on, what you got? What you got?
Hey, now, what's this? Let's give this a listen.
Well, hello, music lovers, and welcome to Sounds Atlantic. I'm your host, Ron Moores, inviting you to join me for episode 4 of the Sounds Atlantic podcast. And today I'm going to feature an interview with Prince Edward Island's iconic folk singer, par excellence, Lenny Gallant. He's just releasing his brand new project titled Time Travel, and it's an album I think you're going to want to hear him describe, so stay tuned. And I'll be back with all of this and more in a finger snap. Now, to date, this native of the Acadian village of Rustico, Prince Edward Island, has recorded 11 albums, 9 mostly in English and 2 in French, which have won him a host of awards, as well as nominations from the Junos, Canadian Folk Music Awards, the East Coast Music Awards, and Les Prix Éloise, to name a few. More than 30 artists have recorded Lenny's songs, including Meshe Booger Gosman, and the acclaimed artistic work Ode de la Delicatesse, as well as The Rankin Family and Jimmy Buffett. And his songs have appeared in feature films, television series, and numerous theatrical productions as well. A recipient of the Order of Canada, Lenny's an international touring artist who has represented Canada on songwriting events in Nashville, London, and Texas, entertained our troops in Kandahar, performed at Canada Day events in Washington and London, and on the world stage at the Winter Olympics. Now, just before Lenny Gallant joins us, I'm going to start off with a track from this new CD, just to give us a feel for what's to come. And it's titled, If These Walls Could Talk. It's kind of an interesting way to reflect about how we're so heavily influenced by what happens in the initial years in which we grow up, where we grow up in our homes. So here's Lenny Gallant with If These Walls Could Talk.
If these walls could talk, they'd tell a thousand stories. Everyone would bend your ear, maybe change your mind. If these walls could talk, they'd tell you tales of courage and maybe make you change the way you think of time. If these walls could talk, they'd sound just like this young girl sitting at her father's bed, singing quietly. If these walls could talk, they'd pray in many voices, begging for some mercy from the same God differently. 'Cause this is where we learn our lesson, this is where we fall, and fight to get back on our feet. Love hardest of all. Yeah, this is where we find out who our family truly is. This is where one story ends and a new one begins. If these walls could talk, they'd tell you about beauty, about a single drop of time where love is pure and clear. If these walls could talk, they'd tell you about brothers, sisters and their mothers and the bonds they grew in here. 'Cause this is where we learn our lesson, this is where we fall and fight to get back on our feet. Love hardest of all. Yeah, this is where we find out who our family truly is. And this is where one story ends and a new one begins. Yeah, this is where we learn our lesson. This is where we fall. Fight to get back on our feet. Love hardest of all. Yeah, this is where we find out who our family truly is. This is where one story ends and a new one begins. If these walls could talk, they'd tell you tales of courage and maybe make you change the way you think of time.
From his brand new album, Time Travel, we just listened to his composition of If These Walls Could Talk. And as I speak, Lenny is getting ready to head west to tour this brand new project, and he is going to join us now to talk about his project and more.
Good morning, Lenny. Ron Morris, how are you?
Hey, Ron, I'm pretty good.
Good. Excellent. It's been a while since we talked. It's we talked about Abbotwhite last time we talked.
Yeah.
And what have you been up to since?
Oh, what have I been up to? Oh, pretty busy. Been in... You know, we did four seasons of Abbotwhite, and then we took it on tour around Eastern Canada. And that was really successful. This spring, I went into the studio with Daniel Ledwell here on the outskirts of Dartmouth and recorded a brand new album with 13 brand new songs. And pretty excited about it. Pretty happy with the way it's been going and how the album turned out. And so right now on just about... taking off on a Western Canadian tour to promote the album.
All right, where are you going to be going?
All over Alberta and in parts of British Columbia as well.
Right, excellent. And will you be touring this album our way, sent through Central Canada?
Yes, definitely. I think we're right now making plans to be out that way. I think it's February, March. I think mostly March, I think.
Right, excellent. All right, you'll have to keep us posted, and we'll let the folks know when you're coming to a spot near us.
Definitely.
Yeah. Daniel Ledwell has become a producer of choice.
He's got a great set of ears, and I like working with him. We seem to be very much in sync with each other when we're making this record, and it's nice when you're working with someone who is thinking the way you're thinking, and you know, usually when you make an album, if you have someone you're working with as a producer, you know, you're butting heads at some point, but I don't think we ever butted heads at all, which was nice, and the results turned out fabulous.
Lenny, how would you compare him with other producers you've worked with, and you certainly worked with your share?
Well, it's always a little funny. I mean, when I work with producers, but, and, you know, in reality, probably most of my albums are really co-production, but because I'm never able to just give the reins to someone and say go for it. You know, the arrangements are very much I'm deeply involved in the arrangements of stuff, and people usually add to what I come up with in the original arrangement. I mean, I've been fortunate. I mean, honestly, I haven't really butted heads very hard with anyone. Most of the time, I get along pretty good because I choose people I work with pretty carefully, and I'm pretty good friends with them in advance, you know. I think time is sometimes the biggest problem, you know, when you're fighting the clock all the time in a studio situation. The thing I like with working with Daniel is that we just said, okay, we'll just say it's going to be X number of dollars per song, and we'll not look at the clock. And I love that attitude because then,
you're
just working at the song until the song feels ready.
Lenny, you seem to be, this is a bit of a philosophical turn here. I'm intrigued by your attention to time. Well, the album is time travel, and there's a fascinating theme of time that runs through a number of the songs here. I mean, there are songs that are love songs, songs about relationships, and songs about the impact of time in our lives, and I'm not sure that we spend a lot of time realizing just how important time is in our lives. It's nothing. It's one of those rare things we can't do anything about.
So it seems. And again, as you know, when we were recording this album, I mentioned how Daniel and I seem so much in sync when we're working on it. But we also seem to be very in sync with events that were happening in the world. Every time we'd be working on a song, I'm a bit of a news hound and I'm online a lot with what's, you know, events that are happening. And it seemed that so often we'd be working on a particular song and subject matter pertaining to that song would be, you know, flying around the internet. And, you know, for as an example, I wrote a song called We Want Contact, and mentioning this golden record we sent into space years ago, and I hadn't heard anything about that for ages, and the day we were recording it, all of a sudden there was a whole resurgence of stuff about that particular record and about Stephen Hawking saying, you know, do we really want to contact aliens if they're out there and so on and so forth. It was so funny how every time we would start to record a new song, there seemed to be a blast of things that were happening about it in the world, that particular subject. A lot of coincidences seemed to happen while we were making the album, referring to time and space. And, you know, for instance, on the song Selkie, I was talking to Daniel about how I had once played with this wonderful group of string players who lean more on the Celtic side of things from Vancouver called the Fretless. And I had had a chance to jam with them after a late-night festival once, and we had an amazing time. And we had said at that point, God, we have to do something, and that was about 4 years previous, and I was saying, it would be amazing to have them playing on this song. I wonder what they're up to, where they are, and checked on their tour schedule, found out that they were actually in Nova Scotia with the next day off, and so they came to the studio and played on two songs and did an amazing job.
Interesting. That's a nice set of coincidences. Let's go back to We Want Contact, and we can maybe start off with that track and do Selkie as well. Explore that a bit for us, a little more. Contact with whom, and how? Give us some more insight into this particular lyric here.
There's not a. I don't know how deep I can go into that topic. It's basically built around the idea that, you know, we seem to be more and more. I think the more we seem to be messing up this planet, that we're, you know, we're looking for contact from other civilizations. I think maybe there's an undercurrent of hope that maybe they might have some answers for us and might be able to help us put a little bit of change in our course on this one. But I've always been kind of intrigued by this golden record we sent up there, and when was it, in the 80s, I think, into space with sort of a Reader's Digest version of who we are and what we do on this planet, in the hope that someone will find it. But it's also interesting, you know, listen to what Stephen Hawking has to say about all that, where he says, are we really sure we want to be contacted? Aliens from other planets at this point in time. You know, they might come down here and say, oh, you guys aren't doing a very good job.
Well, what a coincidence that would be. Here, let's take a listen to We Want Contact. We'll come right back.
The stars, we sent a record up there in a jar. This is more or less who we are. We want contact.
a small, blue, and pretty place on this planet with a human race. We're working the kinks out in any case. We want contact. And if you do come around, I hope we won't let you down. We never had a plan, and we could use a hand. Are you out there listening now? We won't contact. Can you teach us how to turn the page? Give us hope and give us aid. Will you come as friend or to invade? We won't contact. Can you save the ocean and the bees? Show us how to share and disagree. Raise us up from on our knees. We won't contact.
I want to thank you for joining my friend Ron Moores and listening to Sounds Atlantic. Stay tuned for the finest roots and acoustic music from Atlantic Canada.
Stretch around my way. Tune the fiddles up. Let's hear the guitars play.
That's We Want Contact, everyone. It's from Lenny Gallant's brand new album, Time Travel. And you have a song here that you referenced a second ago, Selkie, on which Mary Jane Lemon makes an appearance here. I heard a song, Drift In on the Sea. Speak to us about Selkie, if you would.
Mary Jane Lemon, amazing Gaelic singer. She sings the Gaelic part, and some people would recognize her voice from the big Sleepy Maggie hit she did with Ashley MacIsaac. But I've always been a little bit interested in Celtic mythology, and anyone who knows anything about Celtic mythology would know what a Selkie is. A Selkie is these magical seal maidens who supposedly on full moons would come up to the shore and sing beautiful songs, and in some legends dance and lure unsuspecting humans or fishermen quite often to fall in love with them, and then they would shed their skin and become human for the sake of love. And there's various versions of the story, of course. And probably one of the most famous movies that was ever made would be like The Secret of Rowan Inish, built on the Selkie legend. And it always seems to take place on full moons, Selkie stories. And in my song, I make reference to it in this sort of love song. And it takes place on a blood moon. And interestingly enough, coincidence again, we were planning on putting this song out as a first teaser or a first single for the album, and the week we were putting it out was the same week that the longest blood moon this century was taking place. We found out by coincidence. So yet another mark for being on time.
I'm not sure I know what a blood moon is.
A blood moon is, what's the actual definition of blood moon? I know it, but it's slipping my mind all of a sudden. it's where you get where an eclipse of the moon takes place during a full moon, and it ends up, the moon itself ends up turning quite red, quite blood red.
Oh, yes. I think I've seen one of those from my rooftop some years back.
Yeah, we had one up in the northern hemisphere not that long ago.
Yeah.
This one actually mostly took place in the southern hemisphere.
How about that? Let's take a listen to Zelke. We'll come right back.
Took a walk under a blood moon late at night, barefoot at the edge of an ocean that shone so bright. Thought I heard a song drifting on the rolling sea, a voice that sweetly sang like a lost silkie. I need you tonight like a magic skin. Let your hair fall down by the water, baby, let me in. I need you tonight, I just can't wait for the changing tide. No. Send me a sign to show me where you sleep. Give me the key to secrets that you keep. How long must I search this rocky shore? It's just a taste of you I'm dying for. I need you tonight like a magic skin. Let your hair fall down by the water, baby, let me in. I need you tonight, I just can't wait for the changing tide.
I saw
1 with the lovely Mary Jane Lamond providing vocals there, which leads me into your arrangements. This album is I would say, quite beautifully arranged. And you have some fabulous musicians on the album. If you would speak to us about how you go about doing arrangements. I guess Danny was involved in the arrangements as well, I presume. But not often do we speak about arrangements and how challenging they are and how you go about them and what a big difference it can make between arranging something attractively and not as carefully.
It's kind of a mixed bag with me. There are sometimes I'll write a song and I'll have the whole arrangement in my head ahead of time, and I can sit down with players and tell them exactly what to play. But I found that more and more, even though I may have an idea for an arrangement in my head, if I'm playing with talented players, I like to see what they might come up with first. And I think if I have a talent that's really good at hearing a moment that someone else might play something and saying, okay, stop. I love that passage or those few notes you played. Play that again here, and play it again here, and play it again here. And quite often, like even when I'm working with my nephew Jeremy, he'll be banging out stuff on the piano, and he would have probably just gone on to something new if I don't stop him. I say, okay, wait, what you just played, let's hang on to that, and let's use that as a theme, and we'll have that come up again and again. Like, for example, in a song like There Must Be a Lot of Ghosts in This Town, there's a cool little piano thing that happened, but when we were jamming, that little piano thing just was a passing moment. And I think what I'm able to do is stop, and say, okay, that's a really great moment. Let's grab that moment and make a theme out of it, and we'll work it out throughout the song, which we did with a piano passage on There Must Be a Lot of Ghosts in This Town. In my opinion, it really kind of becomes the hook for the song and makes the song. So that's, I think I like to arrange on the fly in many ways and grabbing moments and making them shine. And then once we had the bed tracks down and in the studio, Daniel and I would work together in, creating other arrangement passages that would suit the song. And sometimes it's trial and error. Sometimes you'll go through two or three different ideas before you settle on one that actually fits best. On another song, like for instance, Jeremy and I would have created the basic arrangement for the song Sequoia, but then we wanted the strings on it, so we got my violin player, Sean Kemp, who also plays in a group called the Atlantic String Machine, to take what we did and expand on it and add string parts on the basic arrangement. And I love the way that turned out on songs like Sequoia and
now, speaking about Sequoia, is this a metaphor for relationships? Give us some insight into Sequoia.
I think Sequoia works on a couple of levels. I think perhaps it is referring to that somewhat, but I would say that a large part of the song came from hanging out on Vancouver Island in the Cathedral Forest out there. I don't know if you've ever been.
Yes, it's spectacular.
Yeah, it's spectacular with old growth trees and ancient trees there. And I really find that when we were there, there was hardly anyone else in the forest at all. We pretty much had it to ourselves. And something very profound and there seems to be a very profound, deep connection to the planet when you're in amongst those old trees. And like it's almost like there's a wisdom there if you could possibly tap into it. Maybe it might tell us something about our short time here and how we need to be more stewards than try to be proprietors, kind of thing. And I was reminded of being in amongst the sequoia trees when I was down in California as well. And sequoias, which are the oldest trees on the planet, they grow to 300 feet tall. They can grow to be 3,500 years old, which is unbelievable. A tree 3,500 years old. I mean, there's a few stories there. And their bark is so thick they can resist forest fires and lightning strikes. And time will tell if they can resist Donald Trump, but we'll see where that goes.
they are magnificent beasts.
Yeah, so the song kind of came out of those experiences.
Here's Sequoia, everybody.
Me like a newborn brook or a leaf pressed in a book. Let me offer you this nest. Lay your head down here to rest. From here we can see the moon, where the owl sleeps at noon. From here we can feel the world, far below watch it unfurl. Sequoia. Sequoia. All we have to do is breathe, and in this redwood believe. Another ring, another year, we could build a love up here. Sequoia, and no fire can burn it down, and no wind can break it. Send the roots far and the ground, so no storm can shake it. Sequoia, Sequoia. Bitter wind and biting frost, nothing's worth what doesn't cost. Feel the snow fall on the limbs, shake it off and grow again. And no fire can burn it down, and no wind can break it. Send the roots far in the ground, so no storm can shake it. Sequoia, Sequoia. They may stare and wonder, they may even try to climb, but lightning and thunder, they can't touch what's yours and mine. Yours and mine. Sequoia.
Sounds Atlantic and Ron Moores features Atlantic Canada's finest singer-songwriters.
We had to hit the ditch to miss the deer in our lights. Before we sell this car, remember later on.
All we have to do is breathe, and in this redwood believe. Another ring, another year, we could save the world from here. Sequoia. Sequoia.
We built those boats down at the shipyard for 40 years or more.
Hey, this is Dave Gunning, and you're listening to Sounds Atlantic with my good buddy Ron Moores on CJHR FM radio.
These days I watch the night fall across a tired floor, far too old for working anymore.
Alrighty, that's Sequoia. It's from Time Travel, and I'm talking to Lenny from Prince Edward Island. And again, going back to the folks that you have on the album here, you've got some terrific people in addition to your nephew, I guess, Jeremy. Patricia Richard, she's also a vocalist, is she not?
She sings all the background vocals.
Yeah.
On the album and plays Boran. A little bit of mandolin, and.
And you mentioned Sean Kemp on the violin, not Ron Hines, but Ronald Hines on acoustic and electric bass. But where's he from?
He's also from Newfoundland.
Is he? I thought he was.
You know, he's with the same name as our most famous scribe from Newfoundland, of course, Ron Hines, and he's a tremendous bass player, one of the best bass players in the country, I think, and he's a great jazz artist. When I'm in Halifax, I try to catch him playing every Wednesday night. He plays at this jazz club, he was definitely my first choice for bass player on this album.
Michael Bellew, how do you pronounce his name?
Bellew, I'm not sure. Huh. I'm not sure how you pronounce his last name.
He's your drummer. Chris Corrigan on electric guitar.
Chris is he's an old friend, and he played on many of my albums. He was my right-hand man for many, many years. When I used to tour with a full five-piece band all the time. So it was nice to have him back and on The Way to My Guitar, which is a song all about, being on the road and how many stories you seem to collect, and it seems to me that I think guitars themselves have stories hiding in them, and quite often I find even just going into a secondhand guitar shop and picking up a guitar, you'll sometimes just come up with a chord pattern like you don't know where it came from. It's almost like the guitar is giving an idea to you.
There's a ghost in that guitar.
Well, I like the idea that guitars are holding. They're holding a lot of stories inside, that they picked up along the way.
It's a great song you've co-written with Dave Gunning. How did that come about?
It came about because Dave and I were doing a song circle at one time, and I actually was playing a Garrison guitar at the time. And Garrison, they used to make guitars out of Newfoundland.
Yes, indeed.
And they had kind of a...
Ron had one. Ron Hines had one.
Yeah, they were giving them away like crazy to East Coast artists. I think over time they must have given me 10 different guitars, because they had a little bit of a problem in that they weren't really made for Canadian climate. The bracing system was kind of a fiberglass plastic kind of bracing system.
Yes.
And then it was wood. The rest was wood, and in the cold climate they didn't take to that very well, and they would often crack. And then I went to quite a few different ones, and I still have two of them, because they sound great when you plug them in. They're a great road guitar, but they're heavy because of the bracing system. And I remember Dave, we were on stage and something, and Dave had commented on how heavy my guitar was, and I said, we should write a song, The Weight of My Guitar, and he thought that was a great idea. So we ended up getting together, we wrote the song The Way to My Guitar, which was, at that time, Dave was going into the studio, so he recorded a very gentle version of that song, which I really like. It's very gentle, but...
He's a gentleman.
Yeah, and I said, but it's quite different than the way we originally wrote it. And I said, how come you didn't, you know, go down that road? He said, oh, because it sounded too much like Lenny. And so I said, well, okay, that's good, as long as you don't mind me recording it again later. And he said, no, go for it. So my version is a little more along the lines of the way we originally wrote it, I think.
Goes like this.
My guitar, passed it to the kid. He said he found it heavy. I hadn't thought about it. He must have struck a chord in the back of my mind, maybe from another time. It was light when I was young, and head out on the road, hit the bars and taverns, every watering hole. The color of it darkened before my eyes as another world fell inside. Hanging from the moon, broken strings, stories of a dream. Cracked from the ache, I drove into the wood. You'd never guess it from afar. The weight of my guitar. The weight of my guitar. Ghosts from the past are hiding in there. From closets in need of repair, best kept secrets whispered in the dark under the bridge of my guitar. Don't tell, she said, unless you do, in a song that makes me a little less blue. I'm a sucker for a punchline, that's no joke, and then I let her go. Late night tales hanging from the moon. Stories I've known, cracked from the egg, I drove into the wood. You'd never guess it from afar. The weight of my guitar. The weight of my guitar. From a block of wood he cut it from a living tree. To Robert Johnson, Joni, Jimmy down on his knees. It's a key to your emotions, it's unlocking your heart. Betraying every secret till you fall in a bar. Let it out in love and anger, let it cry, let it breathe. Take six strings, tie it down to what you believe. It holds a thousand stories and a million tears. Releasing all the regret, destroying the fears. Finger pick it, strum it like a gentle wind. Attack it with the fury of a bomb coming in. Listen to it crying in the dark all alone, or screaming from a rooftop like a rolling stone. Late night tales hanging from the moon, looking strings. Cracked from the egg, I drove into the wood, you never guess it. Late night tales hanging from the moon, looking strings. Stories out of tune. I drove into the wood. You'd never guess it. You'd never guess it. You'd never guess it. The weight of my guitar. The weight of my guitar.
That's the weight of my guitar, everyone. It's from Time Travel. This is Lenny's new album, and I'd like to get to the song because I'm quite fascinated by your treatment of time, how time moves and slips away, and on the one hand, and how we're all connected by it on the other. I mean, you're the one I want to go travel through time with. Speak to us about time travel.
That particular song is a bit of a love song, I guess, and it's a song I wrote for my girlfriend, who also sings on the album, Patricia Richard. And so it is, I don't know, it seems, as I mentioned in the song, that the more we learn about time, the more we realize how little we know about it. And, you read the stuff of Stephen Hawking and people like that who suggest that time is a very different thing, depending on from what perspective you're looking at it. And it seems that we're learning more and more about how time is not necessarily as linear as we think it is in our experience. I guess in the song, I'm thinking about the fact that we have a relatively short period of time here, and what is our, what is the purpose of our being here?
Indeed. Here's time travel.
Pulled a ticket from the wheel upon the wall, and I waited for my number to be called. Read a science magazine left on a chair. There's a ripple in the universe out there. We don't know much and we know less every day about time and how it moves and slips away, about how we are connected yet apart, about distance and the journey of a heart. Trust our wings and just let go. Always waiting for someone to call our name. And if they don't, we look for someone else to blame. Use it forever for our lives.
time. You're the one I want to travel with through time. You're the one I want to travel with through time.
That's that was Time Travel, everybody, and more time coming up on Nothing Makes Sense. Time is but a revolving door, said you.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. I think pretty much everything I wanted to say about that song is in the song. We live in crazy times.
Oh, my word. I mean, you just have to turn on the television and scratch your head. The world is upside down.
It is quite a phenomenon when you get the president of the United States, probably, supposedly, the most powerful person in the world, you know, going into schoolyard bullying tactics with a former porn star, it, you know, getting into name calling back and forth, it's really quite phenomenal.
Well, it's mind-boggling. Not in my lifetime have I seen anything like this. This is not, of course, a program of political commentary, but his presence has been so intrusive in so many lives around the world, and for the most part, for the worst, I don't think we realize how dangerous he is.
Well, it is dangerous. I mean, you know, you see what's going on right now, and in terms of not taking a leadership role in holding Saudi Arabia accountable for their actions in what looks like an outright murder. And you know, if one thing, you know, for all of the criticism the United States has taken over the last years, they have been sort of the policemen in certain ways for certain events, and without someone at the, you know, at least partially at the helm these days, it is kind of a scary place.
It is so. Here's Nothing Makes Sense. Couldn't be more timely.
Truth is stranger than fiction now. Fiction must make sense somehow. Things are happening that you couldn't make up in your dreams. Heroes fall and crooks arise. Men of God are telling lies. People get their soul food from the checkout magazines. Nothing makes sense to me no more. Time's a revolving door. The universe expands and we get smaller every day. Nothing makes sense to me no more. Kids with guns, drones at war. Text me when you wake up and we'll dance the dark away. Hey, hey. Jerry can't live without a touch. She just couldn't take that much. His modus operandi was in digitizing genes. He put her in a program file, coded till he made her smile. When he wears a headset now, she occupies his dreams. Nothing makes sense to me no more. Time is the revolving door. The universe expands and it's smaller every day. Nothing makes sense to me no more. Kids with guns and drones at war. Text me when you wake up and we'll dance the dark away.
nothing makes sense to me no more. Kids with guns, drones at the wall. Text me when you wake up and we'll dance the dark away. Hey, hey. Truth is stranger than fiction now. Fiction must make sense somehow.
You're listening to CJHR 98.7 FM, and I'm Lenny Gallant, hoping you'll stay tuned to Sounds Atlantic and Ron Moores, who features Atlantic Canada's finest songwriters here on Valley Heritage Radio, the people's voice in the Ottawa Valley.
That's Nothing Makes Sense, everyone. It's the second track on Lenny's new album, Travel, Time Travel, and there's more time coming up. What are you waiting for? Time is just a memory here, kind of a snapshot here and there. This is an interesting lyric. Would you speak to us about what are you waiting for?
I think along with the song Time Travel itself, it's just me ruminating on, you know, the idea of time. And you know, we seem so anxious to try to preserve it as it's happening instead of really being in the moment, you know, instead of, you know, trying to be more aware of the time that we're actually spending with our friends and family and people around us, loved ones, as opposed to you know, planning for another time or, you know, taking that photograph so that maybe you'll be able to remember it later. You know. I don't know. I think it's just a bit of a rumination, and a bit of a love song all in one.
And it goes like this.
Strange, beautiful, the autumn sky. The day we tried to say goodbye, but I couldn't make out just what you said. The words would not go in my head. So I took your hand and we walked the shore. It's sand between my toes and yours, and the gulls and the herons and the ospreys flew over our heads as if they knew. The time is just a breath of air, a memory here, a snapshot there. It's out of the window and on the breeze, like a kiss that brought you to your knees. Time is here in this song, the time was right here all along. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Shed my doubts, burn the sweet grass around the house. Send these ghosts off on a trip with a one-way ticket on a burning ship. I wanna feel the rainfall on my tongue, dance with you till the daylight comes, lie with you then for a while on a ride from a river of a thousand miles. A snapshot there, it's out of the window and on the breeze, like a kiss that brought you to your knees. Time is here in this song, the time was right here all along. So what are you waiting for? What are you?
What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for? That's from Lenny Glant's new album.
We built those boats down at the shipyard for 40 years or more.
Hey, this is Dave Gunning, and you're listening to Sounds Atlantic with my good buddy Ron Moores.
As I watch the night fall across a tired floor, far too old for working anymore.
Well, that's the end of part one of this podcast, but don't go away. The second half is just a click away. And just before you click, I'll take a second to remind you that next week our special guest will be Nova Scotia singer-songwriter Jimmy Rankin, and he'll be here to celebrate his brand new release titled Moving East. So mark that in your podcast calendar, and I'll be back with more of Lenny Gallant in a finger snap.